Hey guys, welcome back. NFL Week 3 in the books. We got a special guest today. Camille, welcome back to the show, brother.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, KG. Glad to be here.
Welcome back, KG.
Another season, another year, and a whole lot of upsets, defeats, and a whole bunch of other shit.
See, the reason why Camille is actually on the show today, guys, is because we've been talking bad about the Giants, and he came to square some things away. But we're not going to let him get to that just yet. But first and foremost, we want to say thank you for joining us, Camille.
Thank you, bro.
And KG, as formerly known as...
As always, yeah. Like I said, happy to be here.
Yeah. And, oh my God, what an exciting week in the NFL. I mean, this season so far has been full of surprises, huh?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's been a big full of surprises. I want to start off right away talking about a team in the Los Angeles... I'll talk about both Los Angeles teams, actually, but I'll start with the Rams first and foremost, man. They took it to the Buccaneers in L.A., man. I'll tell you that much. That defense looks ready to play. We saw a rebirth of DeSean Jackson. He got...
You're not wrong.
Man, he went off. And it's crazy because, like, I didn't even know he was that old. 34 years old, still flying by.
Still got it.
Still flying by, yeah.
A bucket.
He could have had 3 touchdowns. Matthew Stafford missed him on a couple ones. But him and Stafford, I've never seen Stafford play at this level before. And this Rams team, I mean, I'm not even going to start saying it now, but they definitely look like the real deal out in the NFC West. As far as the Buccaneers, because the Buccaneers still, they put up a fight. We didn't see a lot of Mike Evans. I don't know how much he did. Antonio Brown was out. Chris Godwin, I mean, he did his thing. Brady still threw for 400 yards, I believe.
Garbage time yards.
I mean, 34-24 final score. The thing with the Buccaneers, they got to play to stay in the game. They got to throw the ball to stay in the game. So it was just amazing to me how they handled Brady in that offense. It was really stagnant for a good portion of the game. I mean, we were watching it, guys. It was really stagnant for a good portion of the game. And then, but the Rams offense, they were just lighting it up. And Sean McVay, man.
Yeah.
Shame on Washington for letting that man go.
Man, he's great. He's a great head coach.
My bad, Omar. Go ahead.
No, he's a great head coach, as you were saying, Mo. Like, I think he's undefeated when he goes into halftime with the lead.
It's amazing that I coach that young. I mean, given that he has had a lot of great players on his team. But, I mean, that's a product of his philosophy and who he wants on his team. And he's just getting great players, drafting great players. I mean, we see Cooper Kupp.
2 touchdowns.
Talk about Cooper Kupp. Yeah. I mean, he's doing great for my fantasy, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he's leading the league in the team right now.
Just short of 100 yards, but hey, 2 touchdowns.
I believe every single game he's had 2 touchdowns so far.
He's on pace for
32 touchdowns. No. 34 touchdowns.
Yeah. MVP?
MVP right there. I'll give it to him right now, honestly. Honestly, but I mean, talk about that LA Rams team. Then let's shift over to their partners in crime, and the LA Chargers. KG, you mentioned. You tell me about the Chargers, man. How are they looking?
They looking kind of dangerous.
I agree.
They looking pretty dangerous.
I agree.
Let me ask you guys this question. Do you guys think everybody has figured out the Chiefs? I think people have figured them out.
I think good teams have.
Yeah.
Good teams have. The Chargers now are really good teams.
I mean, they play them twice a year. They figured them out last year.
Yeah, they figured them out last year.
They were strapping. They were not giving no fucks.
Like, Chiefs also, several turnovers on offense.
Yeah, hella turnovers.
Like, crucial turnovers in the red zone as well.
But that's why I think, like, to KG's point, I mean, I don't know. KG, what do you think? Do you think they've been figured out, the Chiefs?
To some extent.
I think they've been figured out. I think they've been got. I think they've been had. I think the Chargers are like, they're Jekyll and Hyde. So, like, look in the mirror, you see a reflection of yourself, it's the bad guy. That's what the Chargers are to the Chiefs. Because you look at them, and the crazy part is, the Chargers are nasty on defense. They're better than the Chiefs defensively, arguably better than the Chiefs offensively right now. You know, Williams is having a great start to the season as well.
Mike Williams is having a great year so far.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. So Keenan Allen, all those guys. I mean, the Chargers are the real deal. But to answer your question, KG, I feel like people have been figured out the Chiefs, like going back to 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
No way.
The
year they won the Super Bowl, people figured them out. The year they won the Super Bowl, people figured them out is what you're telling me.
I mean, I'm talking about the regular season. They lost some games. I mean,
yeah, they lost some games, but they won the Super Bowl.
That's the thing. Yeah, I mean, the 49ers literally had their number up until the last moment of the game. The thing is, teams didn't close out the Chiefs. Now teams are closing out the Chiefs. Okay, it's 4th and 9. 4th and 9 for the Chargers. Less than a minute left in the game.
They go for it. Yeah. Territory.
I think they're in field goal range. They went for it.
I don't.
They, 2 years ago, teams would have kicked the field goal and said, you know what? Let's just pray we can stop Patrick Mahomes one more time.
They're tired. They're tired of having the ball in Patrick Mahomes' hands. We saw it last week in Baltimore. 4th and 1, that was more gutsy of a call for the Ravens in that game, going for it and just leaving, not letting Patrick Mahomes hold on to the ball for last possession, possibly game-winning field goal, game-winning drive. And in this game, I mean, you mentioned it, that they were in field goal range. I think more so this one is they didn't trust their kicker more so than that.
That's a good point.
They just 100% didn't trust their kicker. Chargers are notorious for having special teams gaffes over the years. I think he missed a kick in that game or something like that.
He missed a kick in the game.
Okay, so I mean, still, that's still ballsy to do. I feel like in the past 10 years ago, NFL would have still gave that kicker another shot.
But here's the thing:
and then cut him after he missed twice.
But here,
you're playing the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, here's the thing, guys.
Out of the ball, that's an opportunity for Patrick Mahomes to score.
Exactly to your point, Omar. Yeah, to your point, Mo, as well. Like, back then, people thought they could stop the Chiefs, okay? Back then, people thought they could stop the Chiefs. And I think now what's going on is that people know that they got to outscore the Chiefs. More so, they ain't no stopping them. Like, you're in for – you're coming on this ride with us.
If you can hang in with Patrick Mahomes, if you could go touchdown for touchdown, trade touchdowns with him, exchange blows, then at some point, Patrick Mahomes is going to make a wild-ass throw that – he's either going to be caught by his offense or picked off.
Yeah.
We saw it against the Ravens where he tried to throw a ball while he was falling down. And just like, you got to remember, Patrick, he's still human.
He also tried to do a no-look pass, Travis Kelce. And guess who picked it off?
Yep.
Asante Samuel Jr.
And that's the thing.
No luck, should have looked,
exactly. And that's the thing.
Hey, Patrick.
I'm kind
of
retarded.
But here's the thing with Patrick Mahomes, though, and that's the thing. I think he's kind of...
You think he's feeling himself a little bit?
I believe so.
He's like a little too cocky, maybe?
Yeah. I think so. I think a lot of his plays have gotten to his head. Yeah, 100%.
He's got like one of those sneaker heads that he's actually imitating in that commercial.
But if so, actually, I think he's able to like come back and bounce back.
No doubt. I mean, his dominance. If we look at it right now, I mean, the AFC West right now, Raiders 3-0. Talk about their game later. Chargers 3-0. Broncos 3-0. No, Chargers 2-1. Broncos 3-0. Chiefs are in last place in that division, you know? And are they going to come back? Of course. Is that the way the division is going to be concerned about? Is that the way the division is going to look later on in the season? No, of course not. Yeah, of course not. So for me, it's just that Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense and Andy Reid, I mean, they need to get back into the fundamentals, doing the little things right. You have an amazing tight end who catches everything. You play through him. And what's going on with Tyreek Hill? I mean, he's last two games, nothing. Nada. Zip. And again, I point to it. Tyreek Hill, okay, yeah, you're a burner. You're a speed guy. You can run past everybody. I need you to win the one-on-one battles.
Exactly.
Last week.
Is that all you are? A speedster?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah, I see Tyreek Hill, 5 receptions for 56 yards.
And last week, he was asked to, and he did fumble. Yeah, he had a fumble.
They're having terrible fumble.
The thing is, with the Chiefs, they have so many weapons to choose from. It's just like, you know.
But do they, though? Yeah, do they really have weapons?
I don't know.
Like DeMarcus Robinson and Mecole Hardman.
Tyreek Hill had not been their number one option.
Are they that good, though?
Yeah.
No, we're talking about their other weapons. I'm talking about outside of their stars.
Hill and Kelce.
On receiving. Mecole Hardman.
Do they really have weapons?
No.
Or is the weapon just their quarterback? Because I'm not afraid of Mecole Hardman. I'm sorry. I'm not afraid of DeMarcus Robinson. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Byron Pringle.
I'm sorry. I'm not scared of you guys.
All those guys can run past your secondary, though.
Every receiver should be able to run past the secondary, in my opinion.
Yeah, Mecole Hardman, 3 receptions for 33 yards. He DeMarcus scored. Robinson for two receptions, 17 yards.
So if you know, I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire went off. The, like, let's not.
Even though he still fumbled, but still. Regardless, you're going to get the fucking ball.
Mm-hmm. But kudos to the Chargers. I mean, let's talk about the Chargers and what they're doing. I mean, this is a brand new head coach they got. And what better way to rejuvenate a locker room than to march into Kansas City, a nemesis, and get a W in Kansas City against Patrick Mahomes. And then showing the world and the whole league that Justin Herbert's the real deal.
He is the real deal.
Last year wasn't a fluke. Last year was not a fluke with Justin Herbert. This man is the real deal. Mike Williams has finally arrived in the NFL. Hallelujah. Drafted in 2017, I believe. Mike Williams has finally arrived in the NFL.
Keenan Allen still good for 100 yards every game.
And then that defense, Derwin James, Asante Samuel Jr., Nick Bosa, Kenneth Murray, all these guys. Right? Joey Bosa.
Yeah, Joey Bosa, yeah.
One of the MAGA brothers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, but no, really, they're even their secondary is starting to look pretty scary, too.
And that's the thing that I love about this chart. I mean, I'm really liking the Chargers. I'm really liking the Chargers and the Rams. I'm liking both these L.A. teams, man. And it's the AFC West is going to the most interesting division. AFC West and NFC West, definitely most interesting divisions to me, guys.
Yeah, it is indeed. Like, it's just crazy that the Broncos are actually 3-0 right now, too, and they're, like, tied for first for the division lead in the AFC West. But I want to talk about the Raiders. Starting off the season 3-0, they had a little bit of a scare in Miami, but I feel like, you know, you always have that one team that kind of gives you a run for your money.
Yeah.
And that team is Miami for the Raiders.
Which Jacoby Brissett took them to overtime.
Which is great. They had the Miami Dolphins last year. I remember that we were in Miami, we were in Tampa watching that game. Miami Dolphins last year ruined the Raiders' chances of a playoff berth. Last second comeback win. Fitzmagic happened. You know what the Raiders come back to the very next year? With fans, they give the fans a show. They give the fans a show, and man, what a game for the Raiders, and what a game for the Dolphins, too. I mean, I feel like, Omar, we went to the sports book, man. We saw the lines on that one. We felt Miami had a good shot. Will Fuller coming back, Jacoby Brissett coming. If you took Miami to cover, perfect for you. The Raiders, as I mentioned, the Raiders is the Raiders.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is that still your take?
Yeah, the Raiders still is the Raiders. I mean, yeah. It's still very early in the season, guys, yeah. I mean, as y'all know. But for the Raiders to get that kind of win, comeback fashion, shows a lot of resolve. And I didn't think John Gruden's team had that in them, honestly.
I mean, they played what, two real opponents?
The Steelers.
And
the Ravens.
Ravens,
yeah.
Do we know the Steelers are real?
We'll get to them next. That's why I'm bringing them up. I'm going to forget about
Pittsburgh. Okay, but to your point, Omar, playing Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh still, that's no
easy task.
Yeah, that's no easy task. Come on now. Playing Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh, that come on now.
That's a hard task. That's definitely a hard task.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you guys think Derek Carr is the real deal?
No, I do not. he will throw for a bunch of yards. I mean, he leads the NFL in yards. But as I mentioned, look, KG, you already know, man, how I feel about the Raiders, man. Dog, come talk to me in December, and we'll see where the Raiders are.
All right, I'll hit your line.
No, please hit my line in December. We'll see how the Raiders are. Yeah. You know, good for them. And like I said, they were down 14-0 in this game. Derek Carr threw a pick six off the early in this game. They were not looking good. I mean, they were trying to fumble the bag when they had the lead late in the game as well, and they let Miami come back and tie it up. Almost let Miami win it. The Raiders kicked the last second field goal in overtime. Like, literally, it was last second, basically.
I think the Raiders, I really think they have a great running back also on Peyton Barber.
Peyton Barber is a great running back. I was upset they let him go in Washington, but there's other running backs that needed to get the rock. But I'm happy that he found a home in Las Vegas, and they can have a great running back by committee when Josh Jacobs is healthy, because they have a bruiser in Josh. Well, kind of like a scat back, I'd say, in Josh Jacobs, because he could do it. He could kind of do it all catch.
He gets the goal line touches is what's more important.
He'd be hurt. Yeah.
He's been.
But now you got a guy like Peyton Barber, and Peyton Barber rushes for 100 yards, I think a touchdown as well.
Yeah.
In that game against
a power pack, a real power pack.
Yeah, he runs hard, and he's a bruiser as well. So yeah. If Josh Jacobs ever needs a breather, they got this man Peyton Barber, and then you bring in Kenyon Drake.
They can afford to load back. Manage Josh Jacobs when he's
exactly,
healthy.
And this is why that is huge for the Raiders. That is absolutely huge for the Raiders.
That's gonna come in clutch by December.
Oh, 100%. 100%. It's coming in clutch now, you know?
Yeah.
Well, without Peyton Barber's running and freaking just running over some Dolphins players, I mean, they wouldn't be in this game. They wouldn't even win that game, honestly, in my opinion. So, like, but that's that. That's the Raiders. To me, it's still the Raiders is the Raiders.
Until December.
Until December.
Yeah.
Their coach second is overtime, John Gruden. I've never saw him as a crazy good coach, honestly. I don't see the big deal in this guy.
Yeah, it's not like he did a 180 and had like a whole new, you know.
Man, he hasn't changed his offensive philosophy to, like, it's still really boring stuff. But
should Mike also come out of retirement, John?
That's what he's doing with Alec Ingold.
Alec Ingold, yeah.
Let's not forget about him too. He's also in that backfield.
Like, man, there was a number 40 who played this position right here, Alex. I want you to be a bruiser just like him. That was my
That is a very good bruiser. I like it.
Yeah. But the play is called Spider 2 White Banana, Alec.
Yeah, I like this guy. This is John Grudenkamp. You need to be a two-handed monster, Derek. Sometimes you can get away with the one hand, but the two hand, I need you to spin this rock so you could run Spider 2 White Banana.
Yeah, Derek Carr was just like,
I'm not gonna be here.
Actually, that's more AB. Yeah. We mentioned them briefly, the Steelers.
Oh man, yeah. What's going on in Pittsburgh? What is going? The wheels are falling off in Pittsburgh. I mean, I feel bad for my boy Shaws. It is despicable outings they're putting out for them in Pittsburgh and the fans out there in Heinz Field. And I hate to say it, but Ben Roethlisberger.
Is it the last dance of Roethlisberger? Of Big Ben?
I mean, it's ain't no dancing. I'll tell you that one. It's just the last.
A lot of falling.
Yeah, first of all, Ben Roethlisberger, like, I know he lost some weight, but he did that shit like 2-3 years too late.
He did it bigger than Justin.
It's not. It ain't bigger than Ben no more.
Yeah, Ben. What
happened? If you just watch, like, you know what I'm saying? If
you're still Big Ben to me.
Watch this, like, weight. Going a couple years back, he could have, you know, been playing at a high level like some of the other older quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers,
but do you think
Tom Brady.
He stayed that big so he could take hits because he was getting hit a lot too.
Lose weight and move, motherfucker.
Look, no, he can't.
I can't argue with that.
I wish we had that.
I'm gonna argue with that because the Steelers, like, destroyed their offensive line, has not improved. They went into the season with nobody's at, no one's at offensive line for real, and their offensive play calling, you can't win when you're throwing 2-yard passes or passes behind the line of scrimmage. Even Tyler Boyd said it in the post-game interview. They gave him
post-game interview.
They gave up.
They literally gave up.
On the last drive, they gave up. I saw a couple plays. Claypool drops a pass, wide open pass. Najee Harris drops a wide open pass. I don't know what's going on in Pittsburgh, but right now it's kind of on Tomlin. This is on Tomlin. As much as we can blame Ben, as much as we want to blame the offensive line, we do need to see better plays because, I mean, we're watching Red Zone. Ben throws a freaking pick to the middle linebacker. Lily right there. He's mirroring wherever Ben Roethlisberger is going, and he throws it right to him.
Terrible.
But to that point, it's just you have a young team. You have Juju. You have young receivers. You have a young team on offense, at least. You have veterans on defense who are hurt. I'm really just
Deontay
thinking about
Johnson.
I'm talking about defense now.
Oh, yeah,
I'm thinking T.J. Watt.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's on the coach. And I know Tomlin, they're going to respond back well. They should respond back well because those last two losses they had to the Raiders at home, to the Bengals at home, I mean, and, like, they just let Jamar Chase stun all over them.
Wow.
I expect
the TikTokers, man.
Look, TikTokers. That's what I want to say. It's just like the locker room culture is not there. There's not a strong locker room presence. So there's not a guy in there telling him to cut that shit out. AB in there, he would tell him to cut that shit out. Y'all not better than me.
I'm the only one
who should be making TikToks. And actually, it's funny because AB, I'm pretty sure he went on Facebook Live after they got a win in Kansas City in a playoff game, and he got condemned for that. But now they're allowing these
good for the brand.
These gay ass motherfuckers to make all these damn YouTube TikToks in the freaking locker room. When y'all 1 and 2 dropping passes left and right, Claypool, I'm looking at you. Juju, I'm looking at you.
If I'm Tomlin, I'm taking away all their phones.
I'm taking away their phones,
Claypool,
yeah.
Claypool had a YouTube channel, bro. Like, the most light-skinned person YouTube channel ever.
I mean, you should see his TikToks, bro. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I'll be watching them. They're kind of funny. But it's just like, dude, do your job.
Yeah, bro. Get your reps in.
And yeah. Now that
show me your work out, on the field, you know?
And Juju's out, too. The responsibility for catching and making those big plays are going to be on you, Claypool. I love Najee Harris, though.
I love Najee Harris.
Najee Harris is a fucking.
I think he'll be fine. Yeah. I think that the Steelers will be fine because, I mean, I don't think I've seen them start like this in a while. In a while, I probably would say.
Like maybe, 2006.
No, I'd say it's like 2013-ish. Oh, 2013. Yeah, those like 2012, 2013.
They did go 11-0 last season. I was about to say. I mean, it's crazy now. They're 1-2, and then they went 11-0, and then. You know,
it's Washington, it's a completely different kind of football team broke them. The football team broke them. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
They haven't looked the same since.
They haven't looked the same since they played Washington week 12. Was it
week 13? Maybe y'all fucked them up. Maybe y'all are the reason they're fucking up now. Maybe they're still scarred.
Probably are.
They'll get it together.
I'll be by no name team, you know?
Yeah.
It happens sometimes.
That would scar me too.
I mean, yeah, you were scored. You did your job.
You witnessed it. Yeah,
you witnessed it live, bro.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Should we just jump right into that one? We can.
Damn, another 0-3 start for the Giants.
Yeah, another 0-3. Okay.
So. Yeah, no, yeah, KG, let me ask you. Mm-hmm. How does it feel knowing you guys lost to arguably everyone's consensus, like media, like social media, Twitter, everyone's consensus worst team in the Atlanta Falcons?
I mean,
I lied. Okay, well, there's the Jets and all these other teams. I mean, but bro, Atlanta Falcons, one of the worst teams.
Bro, we're ass. Like, there's no other way to explain it. I will say, from what I can see, in the past 3 games, Daniel Jones has been sacked 8 times. Unacceptable.
8 times?
8 times.
In 3 games?
In 3 games.
That's not bad.
That's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
That's 2 times a game. That's like Carson Wentz.
He got sacked four times against Washington.
Yeah, I know he did get sacked 4 times against Washington, which is crazy because none of them were from Chase Young and or Montez Webb.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that the Falcons were able to beat you guys without sack, maybe getting
in comeback fashion too.
And here's the other thing too. It's like we can't finish games, and that's killing us.
And that's been a thing since forever.
Yeah, we just can't finish games. We can't close out games, no matter how close we get.
Do you tell me what you think the problem is in New York? Oh, you know, because I could tell you right now, when I saw you guys fighting each other in training camp, and then the coach said, y'all run laps and make coaches run laps too, I knew right there that was going to be an issue.
No, I mean, we're a toxic organization. We're a very toxic organization. And, you know, it all comes down from the whole organization itself. I can't even explain it. I can't even put it into words.
I'm kind of retarded.
Yeah,
I'm
kind of retarded.
The whole that's the organization.
Yeah. But it's upsetting to me because, as well, I mean, I had high expectations for the Giants. I mean, the way they ended last season, they beat Washington twice. Division champs right here. I don't know how much that says, 7-19, but whatever. Finished the season kind of on a high note. Strong defense, and then you come into 2021, you add pieces on the defense, out of Dory Jackson, I believe, at a line, I don't know, you guys think added one other person.
You guys got a Dory Jackson?
Yeah, they had a Dory Jackson.
I couldn't tell with how much passing yards you guys give up.
Fatality. But, so yeah, you guys added a Dory Jackson, and on the offensive side, you guys add Kenny Galladay, top free agent receiver in the class, and then draft a guy named Kadarius Toney, and I just, from what I'm seeing...
You drafted a man named Kadarius, okay? The dude, his name is Kadarius.
What's wrong with that?
It's a really good name, or is it a bad name?
You tell us.
I mean, it could be both. That's the thing, we don't know.
That is true, we don't know because this man doesn't get on the field. Like, come on.
He doesn't get on the field.
Why?
He's going to be better than Devontae Smith.
Joe Judge.
What is going on?
I'm kind of retarded. Again.
What is going on? Like, because as I mentioned, man, I like the Giants coming into this year, finishing third in the NFC East, like really having a good season, maybe 9 wins, 10 wins maybe. But it's just three really bad losses.
You know? Three really bad losses. They were all very close games. And
I mean, not the first
one. Not the first one.
You draft basketball players from Duke, not quarterbacks.
No, you're right. Absolutely right. And we had the chance to get, what's his name? Why is his name not coming to me? Dwayne Haskins. Well, I mean, that didn't work out either for y'all. So.
I mean, Daniel Jones might not work out for you guys either. Yeah. You guys are over here 0-3 with Daniel Jones. You know?
I will say, and I'm very happy to say this, that Daniel Jones has not thrown a pick.
Oh. It's coming. Yeah. It's coming.
That's what I'm saying. He has not thrown a pick yet.
Actually, I have seen that he hasn't been the turnover machine he's been as of late, except for that first game. Mm-hmm. But, I mean...
you would hope so. It's his third year in the league.
At least with the Giants this week, 17-14 loss. I mean, yeah, you're 0-3. You give Atlanta a W. But at least you guys didn't take some shellackings like the football team and the Eagles did, you know. Football team, 43-21 in Buffalo. Goddamn. We got hog rolled. That's all I got to say.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, that says more about Buffalo than it does you guys. Yeah. We knew you guys were, like, middle of the table.
I was going to say, I mean, y'all definitely, like, held your own. Until obviously,
I would say we held our own.
Josh Allen decided to turn up.
Yeah,
I would say we held our own for a good 5 minutes until we had a good like 5 minute comeback. Run.
Y'all were down.
Making a one score game.
It was 21 skunk, and then y'all brought it back 14-21, and they just turned up.
It was literally the Antonio Gibson touchdown that turned it up.
Oh, 100%. I mean, that 5 minute span was probably the craziest football I've ever seen in a while, honestly. But I mean, it didn't matter. Because 43-21, the Bills rolled us. And, I mean, it didn't matter for Philadelphia Eagles either. I mean, they got steamrolled by Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, we definitely put out our JV squad out there, and we were playing a team full of
grown men. See, but here's the issue I have with this, man. I was hearing a lot of talk from you, Mohamed, especially about how Cowboys, you weren't afraid it's going to be a low-scoring game, defensive battle. I'm like, first of all, like, you guys played the handoff machine and Jimmy G and the Atlanta Falcons. The Cowboys are really good, offensively and defensively.
Oh, yeah.
They're
only ran the ball like twice, though.
They did, three times. It was very bad.
Okay.
Well, it didn't matter. So, you guys were down big.
Yeah, we had to throw the ball. There was no other choice.
I was telling you earlier, like, I don't want to watch another Eagles game after that because, matter of fact, I'm never going to give you guys score predictions again for the Eagles. Like, I'm just going to tell you they're going to lose. Because Sirianni literally said in the press conference, you know, when asked why he didn't run the ball enough, there's a high-scoring team. We're going to have to pass the ball to, you know, keep up with their explosive plays.
At some point, yeah.
You know you can score touchdowns on running plays too, Nick, right?
Yeah, Miles broke off a really big run.
See, what Nick failed to realize was he has a young team. He has really unproven people on offense. When you got a team like the Dallas Cowboys who have proven stars on offense who can score at will, you got to control the game. You got to control the clock, you know? Yeah, you don't want to play that game with them cuz they know they're not stupid. They know you can't keep up with
Pac-10 football.
Yeah, it's not Pac-10 football, bro. Like seriously, you can't keep up with the Cowboys. Eagles cannot keep up with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
There's no team in the NFC East right now that can keep up with the Cowboys offensively.
And you know what I'm saying? Like I'm kind of disappointed about how the defense played. I mean, I knew like losing Brandon Graham was going to be big, but again, Derek Barnett's stupid penalties.
Look, again, I'm telling you right now, don't be upset because the Cowboys are a really good team on offense.
They're all right.
I mean, they put
41 points on you guys.
They caught us lacking.
They could have put up more. They stopped they caught us lacking. In the third quarter.
Opening night against the Bucks, like they put on a good show.
They put on a good show, right, KG?
They put on a pretty good
like,
show.
That was surprising to a lot of people.
They put on a decent show, but they finally put it together against us.
Okay, I ain't going to hold you, bro.
Let me tell you why. Because they had some turnover. I mean, it's obviously first game of the season, sloppy football. They weren't converting the red zone opportunities to touchdowns. Yes, they were able to go get a go-ahead touchdown late in the game. But at the same time, if Chris Godwin didn't fumble, the game's over. They would have been up by 10 at that point.
Yeah,
they would have got their garbage time touchdown.
But still, the point is Chris Godwin did fumble because they forced a fumble on Chris Godwin because this Cowboys team is here to play. Trayvon Diggs.
Godwin was forced to fall. I think the Cowboys forced Chris Godwin to fall. I think Chris Godwin just fumbled.
Well, the Cowboys forced him to fumble. That's what it goes down.
I think Chris Godwin.
Look, I'm telling you right now because here's what it is. Like, everyone watched that Thursday night game when they played the Buccaneers. you're going to tell me you weren't impressed by what the Cowboys, especially Dak, what the Dak did
on that night. I hold you, bro. I watched that game, and I was like, they're going to get shat on.
I was with you, bro.
They're going to get shat on. And that didn't happen. They held their own.
Look, man, I'm not saying the Cowboys are a bad football team. I'm saying they're all right. I think they're a solid football team.
I don't think they're a powerhouse. You know who is a powerhouse, though?
The sorry-ass Philadelphia squad. That's what I think happened.
I mean, you weren't thinking you were sorry up until Monday night. I was telling you guys are sorry.
No.
I was led astray.
I'm using myself, too, bro. I agree with you.
I don't think you were bamboozled.
Flat out deceived.
You were just drinking too much of that Eagles juice. That bird juice.
Man. We thought we were smoking on Cowboy
Pack. All this talk about Jalen Hurts and confidence.
They were smoking on Eagle Pack.
Jalen Hurts to succeed. Big Eagle Pack. I was talking with Flacco yesterday. They would say, Jalen Hurts is going to leave this team. Like, the guy still has a lot to learn. I'm sorry. I was saying I like Lewis Riddick, but not, the way he was just talking about another fellow black quarterback, it's like, damn, bro. Like,
what
if he was white.
I have an agenda to uphold. I will not sully my name for this guy.
Come on, Lewis.
What did he say during the press conference? He was like, if you take a deuce in the toilet, you don't look at it, you flush it, and you move on.
But they clog the toilet. You're going to have to look at it for a while until the shit gets fixed.
You did get Jalen Hurts right there. Yikes. Well, who do you guys got? You guys got the Chiefs next.
Thank God I won't be watching that game. I'll be on
and the way the Chiefs are playing.
Hey, it was a really nice season while it lasted for y'all. It was a very nice season.
1 week.
Hey, I'll tell you last year. Look. I'll tell you last year. We won our first game, lost our next five. It was a very miserable time.
And then y'all won the division.
Yeah, that's not happening this year for you guys, though. Mm-hmm. I mean,
we have lost a lot of key pieces on offense.
There is no passion. There is no aggression. There is no mindset.
It's the coaching. I mean, you guys, that's what you get when you guys get this Italian motherfucking meatball guy. Like,
Jesus Christ.
I don't know what to tell him.
I mean, you passed the vibe check, but it's just like you didn't pass the coach check.
Bro, you look like you came to golf.
The motherfucker wore all black and then had the most brightest pink highlighter just on his freaking visor. Like, what swag check?
Wait, he had a pink visor?
He had a pink highlighter on his visor. But, I mean, like I told you guys, look, the Cowboys are the real deal. I don't know how you guys don't think the Cowboys are the real deal, but the Cowboys are the real deal.
They're going to fucking win this division.
That's a given right there. That's a given.
Nah, you don't know but who's beyond. Real deal? You know what's a real deal? Them fucking Packers, kind
of. Yep. Yeah. I agree with you. No. Week one was
Aaron Rodgers is a real deal. That's the sheriff right there.
Aaron Rodgers is a real deal. Devontae Adams is the bigger real deal, too.
But here's the problem with the Packers. Before I say anything, I mean, that was an amazing Sunday night game. Back-to-back weeks, great Sunday night games. We had Ravens, Chiefs week two. Week three, we had 49ers and the Packers, man. Late game heroics we almost had with Jimmy G, but they left. How much time did they leave on the clock?
38 seconds.
It's too much damn time.
Too much damn time for that. Aaron Rodgers is a bad man. He's a bad. Devontae Adams is also a bad man.
Yeah.
Them two together, bad duo.
He saw 38 seconds on the clock, and he's like, oh, this is easy money.
I mean, look, Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams. Look, and it's crazy because they're doing this last dance thing. We get it. They're doing this last dance thing.
The last dance in Wisconsin.
I don't think anybody else on the Packers, except for Aaron Jones, got that memo. I'll tell you that right now. Defense oven didn't get that memo because how are you going to let Jimmy G – Screen Francisco and Jimmy G drive down the field and then score a go-ahead touchdown. Like, the defense almost just allowed the Packers to lose that game.
Packers
had all control in that game, and then the defense just kind of let San Francisco back in it.
One note that I have against that game is just like, yo, the way Matt LaFleur throws the challenge flag, like he tries to throw him like a temper tantrum. Give me it! Like, there is no way he does that with bass in his voice.
I mean, look, if the refs are fucking up, I'd be pissed off too. Look, if the refs are fucking up, I'd be pissed off too, and I'll throw that. I'll probably like throw the challenge flag at the ref's face. Yeah. Honestly,
and we confirmed that Jimmy G is not that guy.
Oh, 100%. Trey Lance is.
Never been that guy. Trey Lance, yeah.
You can always expect that now from the 49ers,
another
too.
Touchdown.
As soon as his first and goal or second and goal, all right, bring the light skin guy out here.
I say, week 6. They'll start starting.
Well, it depends because they're now 2-1. I don't know who their next opponents are, but
I think they rock with Jimmy G. It's not broken yet. You feel me?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. Let me ask you guys. Look at the rest of the NFC West. High flying offenses, Rams,
Cardinals.
Seahawks. Barely, not the Seahawks. I don't know.
Oh yeah, Russ didn't cook this week.
Russ did not cook this week, and Tyler Lockett's hurt.
Yeah,
but. In that Seahawks have ruled that division for years, for real. But
some time now.
Well, so now their defense is actually ass too.
If you're looking at that division and you got the Cardinals and the Rams, and now we already talked about the Rams and how crazy good they look. Cardinals is another team I think about them like the Raiders. KG, you know, Cardinals is the Cardinals. We'll see. I'll talk to you guys about the Cardinals in December. But in that division, especially the quarterback play, Jimmy D's clearly the worst one.
Hell yeah.
Like, by far.
Mm-hmm. Handoff machine.
Handoff machine's the worst one.
Because he still looks stupid in primetime when he throws picks.
So, I couldn't even... We can't put that loss, this Packers loss, solely on Jimmy G. But...
I mean, also,
Is Trey Lance even ready? Is Trey Lance even ready? That should be the real question.
He's ready to rush a touchdown. How hard is
it to hand the ball off and throw a screen?
Yeah.
Apparently really hard because it wasn't working. I mean, Trey certainly had negative 1 yard in the first half.
This is true.
And I feel like they didn't target Kittle enough.
I agree. I thought they didn't target Kittle enough.
You have a superstar tight end in George Kittle.
Wait, yeah, no.
They locked up Debo. He got his catches, but
Jair Alexander, that's CB1 right there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you have one good cornerback, is that how you neutralize their passing game? And all they have to do is run the ball. If you can't run the ball, you're just fucked. You're going to throw a pick.
I mean, that's we saw that. We literally saw that on Sunday night, you know?
Green Bay figured them out.
Because you mentioned it, Trey Sermon, negative 1 yard rushing in the first half.
Yeah, they got all those running backs.
Jimmy G tries to play action, throws it deep to a triple-covered George Kittle, and it gets picked off, obviously.
Yeah. Just start Kyle Juszczyk at running back. really, at this point, there's no point of having him.
He's not a fullback. Kyle Juszczyk is not a fullback. He's
a receiver fullback, basically.
Wing back.
He's a white back.
He's a white back. Linebacker.
That works. The great white back, you know, that works.
That's how a white man runs football.
Exactly. I wish he had that on the soundboard. That would need to be on that soundboard, honestly.
That's from the longest yard for those of you guys who don't
know. Stone Cold Steve Austin himself.
Stone Cold. We love that. We love that man, Stone Cold.
Yeah, but shout out to Mason Crosby for hitting it. Was it 55 yards?
55 yards.
Yeah, 55
yards for the win.
That dude comes in clutch. You know
it was 55, yeah. It was pretty impressive.
It does.
But speaking of another clutch kicker.
Very impressive.
The clutchest of the clutchest. Goat kicker.
I'm talking like he said he just put a little bit of extra in it. I don't know what that extra was. It might have been that extra piece of chicken that you get at Royal Farm.
Yeah, extra chicken you get at.
16 yards compared to.
That's not like a drug test coming.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, right now. Look, I'm telling you guys.
Drug test Justin Kicker.
No, we're not drug testing this, man. This is why Justin Tucker has Royal Farms commercials. Y'all might not know about Royal Farms wherever y'all listening from, but this man has fried chicken commercials in the DMV area.
This man runs the DMV.
Royal Farms chose him out of anybody in the DMV. Any athlete in the DMV.
Yeah, Bradley Beal.
Lamar Jackson. We had Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, Chase Young.
Yeah. Terry McLaurin.
And you know
who
they chose? Justin Tucker. MVP! MVP!
Let me tell you guys a funny story about Justin Tucker. I mean, it's not a real story, but whatever. Playing Madden with Justin Tucker, franchise mode, you know? And I'm over here trying to build a team. I like my kickers, and I'm over here trying to, like, give him a good deal because I want to re-sign Justin Tucker, you know? I want to re-sign him because I'm like, this is a goat kicker right here. Goat kicker. Justin Tucker, goat kicker, right? So I'm over here trying to re-sign him. We're negotiating. I'm just like, you know what? 3 years, you know, $30 million. Maybe a three-year deal, $27 million I offer him. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, Justin, like, I love you, but, like just sign that deal.
He walked.
No, he rejected the deal.
Well,
he knew his worth.
He knew his worth. in the damn video game he rejected the deal. What kind of kicker rejects a 3-year, $27 million deal? That's $9 million a year.
Come to bring me my money.
Yeah.
He forced my hand. I had to franchise tag my kicker.
Tell him to bring me my money.
I couldn't believe it. This is a video game I'm talking about. Like, imagine if that happened in real life, y'all.
I mean,
I could see it now with Justin Tucker. Like, goddamn, bring me my damn money, right?
Bring me my damn money. I'm worth it.
And the craziest thing about this week in the NFL, man, because as a 66-yard kick to win it for the Ravens, I mean, another great win for the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. I mean, Lamar, I think this is the year he's going to just, like, all the doubters, all the narratives is going to go out the window.
Yeah. He's the leading rushing yard guy.
Oh, for the Ravens, yeah.
That fuels his Lamar as a running back.
But
take.
Is he RB/QB1?
No, he's QB1.
He's QB1.
He's Kodak.
And here's the thing though.
You won MVP already. Come on.
Yeah.
With Justin Tucker and just how crazy it was. You know, in another game, in the Cardinals game, Matt Prater tried the 68-yarder and missed badly. And you know what happened there? It got returned for a touchdown.
Oh.
The Jaguars returned that for a touchdown. So, like, to have just the balls, the cojones, to try that after, I know damn John Harbaugh saw that. I mean, you got to try the kick because you got to go for the win.
He ain't see the Matt Prater.
He didn't see
no
that.
Way.
They died.
I know Justin Tucker did because Justin Tucker. It's funny because
somebody definitely saw it, bro. They played in the stadium.
It's poetic. It's poetic because Matt Prater held the record, right?
He's not paying attention.
They showed at the stadium, but still, man. He's probably saw it.
But didn't Matt Prater hold the record for the longest field goal?
Yes, 64 yards.
And it was him as a Lion, right?
Bronco.
Oh, a Bronco. Okay, never mind. But Justin Tucker broke that record.
Yeah, and you know it's crazy too because Matt Prater shouldn't even have that kick because everyone knows how easy the kick it is in Denver.
Yeah.
It's mad easy to kick in Denver.
Not how I said it, bro. Like, really, altitude.
That ball is going to fly.
Latitude, this shit's easy.
That ball is going to sing after you kick it.
That's why they call it the no-fly zone.
I ain't going to hold you.
Because they had good people guarding the fly zone.
I ain't going to hold you. I'm actually a little nervous about the Ravens this year. Just because.
Nervous in a good way or a bad way?
It's a toss-up, man. Their past three games have been very close games.
They have, but they've it out and won.
They've only lost one, but I don't know, man.
If you watch Ravens football, that's how they usually win their games.
That's true.
It reminds me of like a better version of the Eagles.
See, and the thing is, I love to see with the Ravens team. The thing I love to see with the Ravens team too, guys, is just like the resolve. Again, I talked about it. Talked about it earlier with the Raiders, the resolve. Talk about it with the Ravens, the resolve, you know. It is insane. Like, to have that many injuries going into the season, and actually just that one day when Gus Edwards and Marcus Peters go down.
Same day.
Yeah. Play after play, demoralizing for a team. Demoralizing, you know. It's like, oh, shit, here we go again. That CJ meme, you know. To have that and then you go in, lose a tough one to Las Vegas. Should have won that game.
They should have won that game for sure.
Get that monkey off your back by beating the Chiefs at home. And then just having this roller coaster ride with the Lions and then Justin Tucker kicking a 60-yard field goal.
Must do wonders for your confidence.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. As you know, yeah.
That's how you rally a team.
Yeah. That's exactly how you do it.
Lamar, like, could not have been more happy.
Yeah, Justin they could Tucker. Ride that high to a 10-game win streak or something like that. Like,
yeah, but he did that. Jake Elliott field goal. We won the Super Bowl. Yeah.
I rode that high, you know.
Be the Ravens, but I'm just saying.
I mean, like, sounds like you guys are.
They're going to be in a win streak after this. I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, you don't copy ours.
Now, you know what? I take it back because, watch, I gave you guys a score prediction. Watch them get fucked up next week because I said it.
Yeah, they got Denver, then they got the Colts, and then they got the Chargers.
That Denver game will do.
Denver,
it.
Colts, yeah. Got
the
W.
The fucking 0-3 Colts.
Carson Wentz with a double ankle sprain.
Bro, Carson Wentz literally ruined the Colts organization. They were a playoff team last year on the verge of winning the division.
Speaking of
the Colts, they got a pretty easy schedule.
The Colts?
What I can see. No, the Ravens.
Well, their first four games, I think, well, the first three games, right, I think, the first two games, I should say, were the hard ones.
Yeah. I mean, now they got Denver, they got the Colts, the Chargers, and then they got the Bengals.
Colts, that's kind of tough. Actually, yeah. That's a tough four games. I mean, we're looking at how the Bengals are doing. I mean, I got Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow look like a problem.
That's a good connection.
Indianapolis,
right,
hopefully they figure it out. I don't know what's going on out there.
They're trying to trade Marlon Mack. Maybe they get something out of that in defense. Trade
Carson Wentz.
They should. Nah, they can't do that first year.
Bro, look, I promise you, like Colts, your problems are because you have Carson Wentz as your quarterback.
It is funny because he comes to the team and then the team starts having sprained ankle issues.
Yeah,
how that double sprained ankle. Like, what is that prognosis? Oh, you sprained the lower end of your ankle, and you also sprained the higher end.
But I mean, Frank Reich needs to get that ship sailed right now because they're 0-3, right? 0-3. Yep.
Yeah, we're doing better.
Yeah, exactly. Eagles are doing better, which is funny too.
They're
because
doing better than us.
I saw a nice clip for you guys. Eagles would own, if season ends today, Eagles would own 3 top 10 picks. Unprecedented. 3 Very top nice. 10 picks.
What's that? We going to do pick 3 quarterbacks?
Hey, you might as well.
We're going to need another fucking tackle for, sorry, no, a guard for Jalen Hurts.
Well, we need a new
Dickerson
lineman.
Sucks.
I mean, that was like his second ever game.
Like I said, he sucks.
Hey, just don't draft the quarterback from Duke. Don't draft the quarterback from Duke.
Oh, yeah. Nah. We'll draft the point guard.
We have two great Alabama players. We're going to build the team around them.
Yeah.
I don't know how great one of those Alabama players is.
Yeah, who's the second Alabama player?
Duh. Jalen Hurts. I mean, he did go to Oklahoma.
Oh, no, man. It hurts to watch him play right now.
Hey, look. I'm just saying, he is Sooner.
He is a Sooner. But, I mean,
that's the thing.
He is a product of Nick Saban, is what I'm saying.
That's the thing. If he came out of Alabama, he would have been like a fifth-round pick. Maybe get drafted.
So we disguised him.
He made his career.
We disguised him in the draft so we can get him. Once an Alabama player, always an Alabama player. You're not going to go play for Auburn.
Hey, look, all I'm saying is
he wasn't known for passing in Alabama.
The player once known as Jalen Hurts of Alabama, Crimson Tide is gone. Like his dreads.
Yeah, he had the dreads. Yeah, I know he had dreads. They cut his hair. And then he went to Oklahoma.
Boom,
I really want him to succeed, man. I think Philadelphia is an organization that thrives on black quarterbacks. You had Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick, Randall Cunningham. You know what I'm saying? I really want, you know, a young black quarterback like Jalen Hurts to succeed and prove all those data's wrong, like Lewis Riddick.
I think Lewis Riddick,
he likes Jalen Hurts.
Very critical of him.
You guys were demanding a lot out of him, too.
Girl makes fun of you because she likes you.
All the media, bro. All the media.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. But all the media dudes have an agenda, and that's his agenda right now because he's going to make money off of that. Well, Jalen Hurts, you're going to stunt.
I don't know. Jalen Hurts.
Maybe not this year, but soon you
will. Look, Jalen. Yeah. I'm really just hurt by the performance last week. No pun intended. But
we're flushing that down the toilet.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like I understand. You know what I'm saying.
They'll unclog the toilet for you.
Still got some.
Yeah, they'll unclog the toilet for you, right, Jalen?
Omar will with his hands.
They get that plunger.
He said he promised to do that shit.
Yeah. Get that plunger out. But yo, KG, who do the Giants play week 4?
I'll
tell you who we got. We got the lowly Atlanta Falcons travel to Atlanta, Heineke's hometown, so hopefully he can stunt. Hopefully we can put up 40 on these fucking guys, because that's the only way I'm going to take this team seriously from here on out.
Well, your defense needs to wake up.
Our defense does. This better be our get-right game.
This is going to be the get-right game for your D-line.
I hope so. I hope so.
We're playing the Saints.
Oh, damn, y'all playing Jameis?
Jameis. Exactly.
Bye, Daniel Jones.
Oh, man, it's going to be a very fun press conference.
And then we have a hard-ass schedule. What the fuck?
Yeah.
So
what happens when you finish
second. We got the Saints. Then we got the Cowboys. And then we got the Rams.
God forbid you actually won the division last year. Y'all would have had.
Yeah, ooh. You're picking on us.
Y'all would have played the Bills.
Oh, gosh.
I take back everything I've said about the Giants winning last year's division.
Look, hey. I'm happy because y'all actually end up with that second place schedule. That kind of fucked y'all up because y'all got the Rams, but we only got to play the Seahawks.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'll take the Seahawks.
Yeah, we'll take the Seahawks.
I mean,
we'll
I hate that fucking Seahawks team. I'll take the Seahawks any day. Y'all got the Rams, and I don't even know who's the AFC team y'all play. So you got
Broncos? No, not Broncos.
Y'all play the Dolphins, I believe. I think the Dolphins.
We play the Dolphins.
Yeah, second.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, and then you got Eagles who y'all play the Jets. Chiefs. No.
Oh, the Jets.
The Jets.
Would it be the Jets?
Oh, that's a good
week.
Record.
Week 18, yeah.
No, it's not the Jets.
We play the Jets, yes.
You guys finished last place?
Yes.
Last place. I gave y'all benefit of doubt. I thought y'all finished third, but damn, y'all finished last. Sheesh.
It was like 1 hour, 2 games behind you guys.
I mean, should never tie to the Bengals.
Look, man, Joe Burrow just was better than Carson Wentz.
He was.
What? Yeah, but hey. I guess we'll probably wrap up this show.
Guys, I got anything else to say about week three? What are some things that, how about we do this? Like, what are one thing that stood out to you guys week three, surprised you guys? Or what's one thing you're looking forward to for week four?
I mean, surprise, obviously, to me, it was like the Chargers beating the Chiefs and then the Bengals. But I'm looking forward to seeing what the Bengals could do next week. Who do they got?
Oh shit! Who do they have? Let me check real quick.
Bengals, Jaguars. Oh, it's a wrap.
Tomorrow.
Are we
watching
that game? Probably. Sure. Probably not. I don't think I want to watch that game.
Jamar Chase better cook. No, T. Higgins. So honestly, I'm upset.
Teams better start finding an answer for this man, Jamar Chase. Otherwise, he's just gonna.
I think the answer is there, but I just think him and Joe Burrow just have—they've had that connection. Like they have the chemistry already down. Yeah. Like, I'm throwing to you either way. You're gonna catch it, touchdown. You know, we does this.
Did Jamar Chase?
He's on fire.
He is on fire. He's on fire. Big facts. Mm-hmm. Big facts. 3 games, 3 touchdowns. Oh, four touchdowns.
Doubled up.
For me, man, like let's see. Surprised? Anything I'm surprised at? No, not really. Actually, I will say the Seahawks. I'm really surprised by the Seahawks and their start to the season. Seahawks right now looking at 1-2, bad loss to the Titans last week in comeback fashion, and then this week just their secondary is just awful. The defense is awful. Kirk Cousins just threw all over the yard on them. Seahawks, I mean, looking bad right now, and we don't know that status of Tyler Lockett. So that's my surprise right now. And as far as next week, I mean. Football team, I'm looking forward to, there's got to be a get-right game, as you guys mentioned, for the defensive line, Washington D-line, Washington defense in general. It needs to be a get-right game for this defense and for this offense, too. Taylor Heinicke, you had 2 games now to start. I want to see more of a command of the offense, a presence, and just not too many nerves, you know. I want to see, like, fluidity out of the offense. And hopefully, I want to see us put on a beating on the Falcons. I mean, the Eagles did it. What was the final score to you guys' game? 32-6. If Eagles could put up 32, we should easily be able to put up 35. Omar, KG?
One thing I was surprised about this week, surprise, surprise, Matt Stafford and Sean McVay look like the best team in the league. Not surprised they're hosting the Super Bowl, though. Team looks really good. Looking forward to seeing how Tom Brady is going to destroy Bill Belichick next week. And
the Belichick and Tom Brady reunion.
That is
next Sunday night.
Yep.
TB12 returns to Foxborough. So does Gronk.
We get a nice little treat on Monday night. We get Chargers versus Las Vegas.
We get
to see another John Gruden on Monday night.
Some good games we got. Some good games we got going on.
But yeah, that's me. What about you, KG? You want to wrap it up?
I mean, you kind of took what I was about to say, but I apologize.
First.
No, definitely looking forward to the TB12 and Bill Belichick reunion.
That's going to be a good game.
I feel
that's
going to be a great game.
I don't think so. You think the Patriots are going to keep up with the Buccaneers?
Well, not in a great game.
You don't let me finish. It's going to be a good game for Tom Brady.
Yeah, right.
I like it. Exactly. There you go.
He's going to be like, Bill,
I hope
I'm going to show you why you miss me.
Fans too. I hope he disrespects
Bill, them. Bill, I'm going to show you why you miss me. I'm going to show you why you should have never let me go.
I highly doubt the fans are ever going to turn on him, though.
They're like, spit on me, Tom Brady. I mean, hey, we'll
kiss
see.
Me,
we'll
Tom.
See what
like
kiss me,
your,
Tom. Like
kiss,
like kiss
your
son.
On the lips. Y'all are wild. Y'all are wild. But anyways, yo. Well, that's our cue. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Peace out.